So, Ed, the US vice president has now said there is a good chance the trade deal could be reached with the UK. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we hope we can get a good trade deal with the US. I'm afraid people are a bit worried that President Trump is not a reliable ally. And so I hope any deal will come to Parliament and be properly scrutinised. There's concerns that this might be a bad deal for our farmers, that it might see relaxation of rules to protect our children on online safety, or the digital services tax cut, or you know, damage to our wider economy. So we've got to make sure any trade deal is fair.
And just a word on how Labour is dealing with this, how the government is dealing with this. How would Sir Ed Davey respond to President Trump in comparison to Keir Starmer?
I think we need to show that we've got alternatives, that we'll stand up to President Trump. That's why Liberal Democrats have called, for example, for a UK-EU customs union to improve trade with our European partners that could replace any trade that we lose with the US and grow our economy and show to the White House that we have alternatives. It's why we've called on the Prime Minister to have a summit in London for an economic coalition of the willing. He's done well for a military coalition of the willing against Putin. I think an economic coalition of the willing with our European friends, our Commonwealth friends and others to promote free trade elsewhere and to show to President Trump that we won't be bullied.
A lot of international leaders, including the Canadian leader, have taken a tougher stance when it comes to talking about and talking to President Trump. Is Sir Keir Starmer talking tough enough?
I don't think he is. I think it's right to talk to the White House. If we can do a deal, I think that is in our interest, our security interests, our economic interests. But I do think a bit of tougher talking is right. You know, President Trump, in his book, The Art of the Deal, says if someone is weak or desperate, he'll walk all over them. I think he's more likely to give a better deal if you show you have alternatives and you're prepared to be tough.
Let's switch tack and talk about the events of the weekend and British Steel. What role is there for China in the UK?
I think when it comes to steel, I don't think there's any role. I'm afraid the way this Chinese company has behaved, potentially threatening the long-term viability of blast furnaces at Scunthorpe and Britain's ability to have a strategic industry like steel, that was a real threat, and it was an unfriendly, hostile approach. And so I think in the steel industry, they have no future role. I think the truth is that China as a country has a lot of investments in the UK. We need to pass a national security test. We need to make sure that they're not going to threaten our strategic long-term interests. But I don't think we can pretend that China should be thrown out. That's not serious. We need to engage with the Chinese, but we need to do it from a practical, realistic way, not a naive way.
We're now going to home turf, a little bit more prosaic topic, but a really serious one for people living in Birmingham. These bin strikes that have been going on for days and days and days, weeks and weeks and weeks, is there any concern that something like this could spread?
We need to describe this for what it is. It's a public health emergency. And I think it's no exaggeration to say that if this is not cleared up, people's lives are at risk here. This is so dangerous and so disgusting. I think the people of Birmingham have put up for this for far too long. I think we need, frankly, stronger action from the government, working with the council, putting pressure for an end to these awful strikes.
My final poll question. This is about the post office. And you probably will have heard this. Alan Bates urging post office victims to take the government to court over delays to compensation, claiming advice from victims is being ignored. Do you agree with him?
100%. I think Sir Alan Bates and the Sir Postmasters, who were treated so badly by the post office and Fujitsu, I think they need to be properly compensated. Frankly, that should have happened years ago after the 2019 High Court case. The Conservatives dragged their feet. Labour said they wouldn't, but they are. So I think Sir Alan Bates is absolutely right. I think the government should be taken to court.